We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
846, 14 before 9 now here at WWL. I'm Tommy Tucker. And who dat nation, get ready. The Saints absent Drew Brees are going to take on the Seahawks. I think we all know that by now. In Seattle, it is a 3:25 kickoff as the game is on the West Coast. Our coverage of those starts at 11 a.m. with the Acadian Windows Fans First Take. Former Saints offensive lineman Steve Court and Todd Meneses, we want you to check in from your tailgate party. Then at 1, you can join the Cajun Cannon and Christian Garrick Bud Light Countdown to Kickoff. Game time at 3:25. And then it is the voice of the Saints, Zach Strief, color analyst Deuce McAllister, and sideline reporter Steve Geller. And if I could, in one word, describe what goes on in that booth during Saints games, it is chemistry, and Zach and Deuce have it. And with that, we welcome in our friend Zach Strief, voice of the Saints and former Saints offensive lineman. Hey, Zach.
Tommy, how you doing, bud?
I'm well. I appreciate you getting up early there on the West Coast. One friendly question. How have you been enjoying those temperatures?
The weather is substantially better. It's funny. In New Orleans, you get to this point of the year, you get into September, and it's that point where you start getting frustrated.
You don't know how much you have left in you, right, Zach?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the same thing used to happen to me when I went to school in Chicago. When you get to April and it snows one day, you've had enough. You know, you're like, I can't take it anymore. So we're at that point. So it's nice to get away from the humidity a little bit. It's been nice here.
Tell me about this weekend as far as you see it with the Taysom-Teddy thing, the Saints defense, running the ball, all of it, big man, it's yours. Tell me what you think.
Well, I think that it'll be interesting to see this team respond to this adversity. And obviously, nobody wants to go into a game without Drew. You know, he's such a big part of the organization, and that's going to be hard. It's going to be weird. He's not even going to be on the sideline. So it's going to be an interesting experience for everybody that's been around here for longer than this season to not have him. But you know, the thing you have to remember is this team has been kind of restructured to prepare for Drew Brees being finished. Obviously, they know he's not going to play forever. They've known that for a while. They've put a lot of resources into their defense to prepare to not have to score as many points. They've put a lot of resources into their offensive line to protect not only Drew this year, but also whoever comes after him. And they've spent big money to keep elite guys, that, you know, weapons that will help any quarterback, you know, and Mike Thomas, and I think they'll do the same with Alvin Kamara. So the team is awfully talented, and it's really built to not need, you know, Drew Brees to win games. And so I think that they're going to find some success here, and I think that this experience could galvanize this team a little bit, and it could be very interesting to see what type of team Drew Brees comes back to as they, you know, kind of live life without him here. You know, we could turn around in 6 weeks and say, man, that might have been the best thing that could have happened, and that's a weird thing to say.
Wow.
But if this team finds a way to win without him, just imagine what they're going to be like when he comes back.
People are getting hung up on Taysom, and rightfully so, and Teddy Bridgewater. But what about the other side of it, Zach, as it comes to the defense and stopping Seattle's offense and Russell Wilson?
Yeah, and listen, Russell's had a great start to the season. He's a talented guy. He's always played well against the Saints. You know, the big benefit that I think the Saints are going to have in this is how good this defensive front is playing. You know, you need to stop the run against Seattle. It's a team that's going to run the ball first. They led the NFL last season in yards rushing per game. And Russell Wilson is a He's an escape artist, and he's a guy that likes to extend plays. And, you know, a lot of times the big chunks against Seattle come on, you know, what is essentially a broken play. And I think they know that. But I think the Saints have a good feel for the way to beat this football team. I know when I was playing the last time they came to New Orleans, it was kind of like, okay, we've seen this enough now. We've seen this Pete Carroll Seattle team enough. We know exactly what we need to do to beat this type of football team. And that wasn't necessarily the case 7 or 8 years ago, the first time we went out there. But I think they have a good feel for it, and it involves, you know, keeping everything in front of you, not allowing that big play on those brokens, stopping the run, you know, playing with eight guys in the box, and running the football. And I think that they'll have a good blueprint for beating this team.
How was it? How did it affect you or the team? I guess I'm asking: was it the most hostile place you played? They talk about the noise. Is that going to be much of a factor? And is it the worst place that you ever played in terms of noise?
Well, yeah, it's a lot. I think it's a lot of stadium in football. Okay. You know, it is certainly something that they'll have to contend with. You know, it's the team prepares to play in loud environments everywhere they go, right? I mean, everywhere there's a point in the game where it's loud. This one is exceptionally so, and yet the mechanics of all of that don't really change. So when you're going silent cadence, it doesn't really matter if it's 90 decibels or 110 decibels. You're still watching, you know, for a visual cue, and so it doesn't really affect you. So I think they'll be fine with that. I don't think it's a massive difference. I don't think it's any different necessarily than playing in a stadium that's, you know, slightly less noisy. So I think they'll be fine with that stuff. And I think that the way that this game plan is going to be built, they'll be able to essentially neutralize, you know, the effects of the crowd.
You want to give us a prediction?
Sure. You know, yeah. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game because I think that's the game that you got to play. And I think it's going to be kind of a ground and pound. I think they're going to try to beat Seattle at their own game. And if I was being completely honest, you know, I think that they're rightfully underdogs in this one. I think that it was going to be a tall task with Drew. You know, so I'd probably go, you know, the score of this one's going to be around 20-17. And I think it could go either direction. You know, I'll go with the Saints because I played here for 12 years.
How could you not?
But I think it's going to be one of those. Yeah, exactly.
Zach, I appreciate your time. I really do. And we'll listen to the call on Sunday afternoon. You and Deuce and Steve on the sideline. Thank you, sir. Zach Streif, voice of the Saints, former Saints offensive lineman, 853, 7 till 9. Traffic now, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.